All right, hope you're having a great Friday. Thank you for hanging out with us. A local company making a big difference. We'll get to that story in just a couple of minutes. But first, a date's finally been set for lead testing students at four Milwaukee public schools. WTMJ Sean Brinda's done a great job on this story, the lead story in Milwaukee public schools the last several weeks. What's the update today, Sean?
Yeah, John and Julie, a whole lot of new updates were given to us today about the lead dust levels at Milwaukee public schools. Lead screening tests for all students at Golden Meyer Lower Campus, Coggle, Maryland Avenue, Montessori, and Trowbridge Schools will take place next Saturday at Bradley Tech School from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Each of these schools have had at least one student that was tied to blood lead poisoning. Now, the City Health Commissioner, Mike Todorais, has more information on the upcoming clinics.
A lot of information will be going to the parents of the four schools, and those are listed there on the side. Ahead of time so that parents can pre-plan, fill out their consents, and have the information ready to go. So we're really hoping to have this be as seamless as possible for parents coming in with children. As a parent myself, I know it's always hard to wrangle kiddos, and hopefully this time will be good.
Now, additional clinics are being set up at two 16th Street clinics and a Children's Wisconsin clinic as well. With cleanup efforts around MPS to get closer to ensuring all four schools have little to no lead dust, during the press conference, more results were given on a Trowbridge School's cleanup that were given to MHD, and 55 out of 60 classrooms were being cleared. The Deputy Health Commissioner, Tyler Weber, says with these results, a decision was up in the air on whether Trowbridge should open again on Monday.
There's an opportunity potentially to open the school, but with some rooms remaining closed. Again, we haven't officially announced that yet. We need to look in the details. We have to process the results, but by the end of business day, we want to get more information out there.
Interesting.
At this time, we still don't have any information on whether if Trowbridge will open or not, but parents could be informed later this evening or over the weekend. But the most surprising news, John and Julia, is that we learned today that at the request of the Milwaukee Public Schools to the City Health Department, 10 additional schools will be looked at for possible high levels of lead dust.
So part of that was in collaboration with MPS and asking us to come check some of their schools and some of their priority schools. And then we have a priority list, too, that we've made based on age of school and age of the students in the school. So it's a pretty basic measure, but that helps us prioritize the schools and then marry that list with what the district is looking for as well.
Now, these 10 schools selected were not chosen because of children with high blood lead levels, but because MPS saw elements within the schools that warranted further investigation into possible lead dust buildings in parts of those schools. The list of those schools will possibly be released next week by MHD and MPS, but I'll have more details for both of you as we continue on with the MPS lead saga.
Good stuff. WTMJ Sean Brinda also announced today lead screening clinic for MPS students who attend four of the schools, Golden Meyer, Coggle, Maryland, and Trowbridge, is on Saturday, March 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at Bradley Tech School, so you can look that up. Sean, good stuff. Thank you so much.